Welcome to the AMGU Telecom Podcast. Here's the team from AMGU with insider news and opinions on the issues affecting you from the mobile industry, AMGU phones, and everything Android. Hello there, and welcome along to another AMGU podcast. I'm your host, Adrian, and today we're going to be discovering a very important Android hack. An Android hack is a way in which you're going to get more out of your AMGU Android smartphone. And so today, what I want to look at is how to speed up an older smartphone. If you're using an older Android smartphone and you like it and you're happy with it, but it's starting to get kind of slow with age, you might be thinking, well, looks like I've got to buy a new phone. And hey, if you want to upgrade your Android smartphone to a newer version, then that's great. And if you've got the money to do so, that's brilliant. But actually, you might not need to spend all of that money on buying a new handset. It may be that giving your phone a spring clean in some different ways, which we're going to discuss today, could be enough to leave it like new. Let me explain how an Android smartphone can start slowing down a bit with its age. Have you ever used a Windows PC? You know, after they're maybe a few years old, they can kind of start to slow down, become sluggish, not as fast as they used to be, and therefore becoming a little bit more inconvenient than you were used to. Well, that's because over time, the PC will fill up with lots of different files, lots of different activities that you've been doing have left a trail on your PC in the form of small files that have been saved automatically by Windows. You don't know this is happening, but it's programmed to do that. But over the years, as they pass by, that means that behind the scenes, your PC is filling up and therefore getting slower. And Android smartphones are, essentially, a PC in your pocket. And exactly the same thing can happen if you're using lots of different apps daily. For example, if you're using WhatsApp, if you're using Facebook, if you're checking news from one of your favorite news sites, all of these actions are leaving little breadcrumbs, little saved files on your phone. This will make it slow down, it will make it overheat, it will make it less convenient to use, and therefore you're going to feel, hey, this is not so convenient as I'm used to. Maybe this phone is no good anymore. Maybe it's just too old. Maybe I need to upgrade. I'm here to tell you that that's actually not necessary in most cases. And the first way in which you can really hack your Android phone in order to speed it up is to install an app called Clean Master Phone Boost. It's a bit of a mouthful, but this app has been ranked the best cleaner, optimizer, and security app. It's totally free as well, which I think is really great. If your phone's getting slowed down, it might be because there are too many junk files being saved, as I've mentioned. All you need to do is press one button and it will find all of the junk on your phone, delete it and get rid of it, and you're going to have a much faster phone because of it. It's also an antivirus and it will also cool down your phone if it's overheating. So if you are running an older Android phone, which is completely fine but might need a little bit of a helping hand, this is the app for you. It will even help you to free up space by pointing out where some of the larger saved files are, such as your photos and things like that. And then you can choose which ones you want to get rid of and start to free up space. Because, of course, again, a full phone is a slow phone. I'll add the link to Clean Master Phone Boost on the Google Play Store in the show notes, so you can go download that and install that onto your Android phone yourself. A second tip is a great one if you're multitasking with your phone. So do you multitask with your Android smartphone? What I mean to say is, are you using more than one application at a time? For example, switching between a news article that you're reading and your music player, or chatting with somebody at the same time. This means that your phone is having to process two different actions at once. And that's the beauty of Android phones. They're pretty awesome because you can do this multitasking. You know, it's not a clunky old phone that can only just about call someone. They can do everything really that a computer can do. However, one of the things which I'm definitely guilty of, and I don't know about yourself, is that I often tend to leave these apps open in the background. And even after I'm not using them, it means that it's still slowing down my phone and eating up battery power and memory. So when I'm trying to do something else, it will actually act slower than it should be. But did you know that you can manually shut down any apps that are open? With most Android phones, if you hold down the home button, after a short while, it will bring up on screen a list of the apps that are currently open. And you can close them or keep whichever ones you want open just by hitting the X button, and that will get rid of them. On the same screen, you can also choose the Android Task Manager, and you'll see a number of options. You can choose storage, RAM, applications. In this case, we're going to choose RAM, which is the phone's memory that's being used, and we're going to choose to clear it. Once you do that, that will stop any apps from using your phone's memory, and basically you'll be starting with a clean slate and your phone will be as fast as it possibly can be for when you next want to do something. A third tip is for people who like to fill up their home screens with lots of different shortcuts to apps. It might look pretty, but did you know that by doing this you're actually slowing down your Android smartphone? The smartphone has to use its memory and its power to display these apps. You'll notice that when you click the main apps button, which should be on your home screen anyway, you'll be taken to all of the apps that are currently on your smartphone. So if you've already got shortcuts for them on the home screen, and then they already exist on the smartphone elsewhere, you can see that you're having the apps there twice. And so you can understand how that's actually eating up memory and slowing down your phone. Why have something there twice? Of course, we all want easy access to our favourite apps, and that's fine. By all means, keep two or three on your home screen, but try to limit it, and for any that you only use occasionally, but of course you still want to keep on the phone, be aware that by deleting the shortcuts and simply accessing them through one more button push by going to apps on the home screen, you're actually speeding up your phone. The fourth tip is about storage. As I mentioned earlier, a full phone is a slow phone. Does your phone have a micro SD card slot? If you're not sure what that is, then I guess you're not using one. But basically, a micro SD is external storage on a little tiny card, perhaps about the size of one of your fingernails, which you can put into this slot and increase the memory of your Android smartphone a great deal. By adding a micro SD, you can choose to save new items on the card instead of on your phone's memory. By keeping your phone's memory as empty as possible, you free up computing power to your phone to be able to perform the tasks that you want as fast as possible, rather than having to go through a load of saved files before it can do so. If the saved files are all on the micro SD, then your phone's going to speed up. So, investing in a micro SD card is a really worthwhile investment for those of us who want to increase the speed of our phones. A fifth tip is to install an app called ADW Launcher. Now, I'm going to include the link to that app in the Google Play Store in the show notes for you at the end of this podcast. What this does is replaces your standard home screen with one that you can control. And by doing this, you can dictate which apps are there and which are going to be loading up when you power on your Android smartphone. What it also means is that it's going to load a lot faster than the standard home screen, which you cannot dictate. So just by installing ADW Launcher, not only do you speed up your smartphone, but you're actually taking control back from Android, and you're able to make sure that you have exactly what you want on the home screen, and also, more importantly, you get rid of exactly what you don't want. The final sixth option for those of us who are trying to clean up our old Android phones in order to speed them up is to root your phone. Now, this can be a technical process and perhaps isn't for the faint-hearted if you're not too au fait with how to root an Android phone. We've actually recorded a podcast about rooting your Android phone, and so to help you, I'll add a link to that in the show notes as well. But basically, by rooting your phone, you remove the current version of Android, which, as I mentioned in the last tip with ADW Launcher, might include some processes and some apps that you actually don't want or need, all of these would normally be loaded up by Android as being part of Android, and you can't change that. And so it might be slowing down your phone more than is necessary. By rooting your phone, you basically give it a clean sweep and take off any trace of the old Android and replace it with a completely new version where you have complete control over what is on it and how it operates. So that means if you want to get rid of almost all of the apps and just have one or two functions, you could do that. And that would speed up your phone a lot. But as I said, there's a lot more to rooting than my explanation, and it can get quite technical. But if you're looking for 100% of control over your phone and a way to keep it very, very clean of any kinds of processes which you don't need, such as apps which you simply don't use or have no interest in, but perhaps usually couldn't remove, then rooting really is a good way forward. So please take a listen to that podcast that you'll see in the show notes, and that'll help you understand how better you can do that. I'm sure there are lots of other ways in which you can speed up an older Android phone too. So if you have any ideas and any of your own tips to share, why not share them with our community? Please leave them as a comment on this podcast or on the blog that accompanies this podcast, and perhaps we can all learn some cool new tips from those which have helped you in the past. Please also let us know which of today's tips you've used and if they have helped you. If you are looking for an Android smartphone at a great price, please take a look at AMGU's catalogue of unlocked Android smartphones. I'll include a link to those in the show notes for you, along with the apps that I've mentioned, and a link to our podcast on rooting Android phones. I hope you found today's Android hacks really useful. I also hope to catch you on the next episode of the AMGU podcast. Please don't forget to like and share it with your friends, and we'll see you next time. Bye!